It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Can we award February as the worst month of the year? Because college football is over. Signing day is no longer much of a thing in February. And it's really cold and rainy where we live. Can we nominate, or are you digging some February? I'm digging it because the show. I always have fun on the show, but wow. Cold, wet, dreary, rainy. How is that to pick up the old attitude, everybody? Hey, Wednesday edition. My attitude's good, despite that complaint right there. I'm all good. I'm all ready to go. Here is what we have today. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. We'll talk Alabama with him. Basketball team's tanking a bit. They have a losing record in the league, and a lot of people doubting Avery Johnson now. Be interesting to see how this all goes. They get Vanderbilt next. We'll talk about that a little bit. More football, I know. More football. We're not going to kill it with basketball per se. Charles Arbuckle, he's typically with us on Tuesday. Couldn't go yesterday, so we've got him this morning in his same time slot, though, which Central Time is 7:30, 8:30 Eastern. A little later, hour three, Josh Newberg will be with us. We'll talk to Berg. So all of that coming up this morning on the show, 888-702-5494. Yeah, we heard from Sling Blade Steve yesterday. It had been at least a year, if not more, from Sling Blade Steve. 888-702-5494, Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can also email me anytime, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. So there you have it. What all you want to get into this morning? The Cosby Cattleman was again, ridiculously good last night. I looked for him a little bit. Tennessee's game last night with Vanderbilt on TV. And I looked for him a little bit under the basket. Don't think I saw him. He might have gone up to the suite where he has a hookup, where the dickle is flowing pretty freely. Occasionally he'll do that. In yesterday's call, the Cosby Cattleman pointed a couple things out that only he could think of. Number one, he wasn't really mad at Tennessee for losing at Kentucky and getting punked at the same time. Last Saturday night, he was more mad that the Tennessee loss erased their number one ranking, but that wasn't the point. The point is the loss devalued his ability to sell his tickets that he has under the basket, floor level. That loss cost him financially because now when he puts his tickets up for sale, They're not as sexy as they would have been if Tennessee would still be maintaining that number one ranking. That was his angle. Nobody else thinks like the Cosby Cattleman. His other angle is those two big guys that look like NFL defensive ends. That would be Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams. He said those guys will not play in the NBA. One of them needs to learn Hungarian, and the other one likely will end up in Jerusalem playing. That was the Cosby Cattleman's call yesterday. Oh, my God. I had so many people hit me up listening to that. Ole Miss Evie sent me a DM immediately. Said she about spit out her coffee. I had people that were listening later because they weren't able in the morning to catch us real time laughing their bleeps off. The Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, here, even though it wasn't local, it was up in East Tennessee. Tennessee and Vanderbilt played. And, first of all, you knew Vandy wouldn't win. To me, the interesting thing was, and I should have asked Rob in the 2-1-0, Tennessee was favored by like 18.5. I thought that was excessive. I thought they'd be a little flat after the Kentucky game, and they were, basically. Have you watched Vanderbilt play? It is brutal. I mean, it is absolutely brutal. They look like they have never been coached a day in their lives. Beginning in Pee Wee Bowl all the way up to the most current game. Seriously. If you're a Vanderbilt fan, like Clay, Coach Marshall, Joe, all of them, I don't know how you put up with it. I don't even know why you watch. I watch mainly because I wanted to see what Tennessee's intensity level would be. Tennessee was flat. And they won by, wasn't it 12? Yeah, the spread was 18. That's what I was looking at. Just from a, what would Rob, I was wondering, did Rob have the road dog? And the same with Brad. I don't know. Some of you tell me. If Rob's already tuning in, maybe he can tell us. But that's what I was looking at. Just from a fan perspective, I was looking at it. It is brutal. If you want to watch something, everybody, that gets you just, makes you wonder, what are they doing? Watch Vanderbilt basketball. It is godforsaken to watch. And I don't know what the future looks like. I don't think it's very good. And this is coming into a year where they signed their best class ever, including Darius Garland. Now, losing Darius Garland is obviously a big thing. Yeah. Charlie brought up a good point. Maybe they hire our guy, Drew Maddux. Yeah, a guy that has Drew for his first name. Maybe they'll do that. Anyways, I swear to God, I know Vanderbilt. I just brought it up myself. Darius Garland's not there. He's hurt, and he's already declared for the pros. Knee injury, out for the year after playing a couple of games early. I really think that Bryce Drew would have sucked Darius Garland down with the rest of the team and hurt his draft stock. I really do. It might be fortunate that Darius Garland is not finishing out the season with this team, because all they have before the injury is his performance, which was pretty spectacular prior. Darius Garland. Anyways, Kevin Higgins, top of the hour. Alabama basketball, not as bad as Vandy. Oh, by the way, they play Coleman Coliseum on Saturday. That will be a game of futility. That will be a game of misery loves company. Alabama doesn't look that much better than Vanderbilt right now. They're better, but don't look that much better. They lost to the Aggies. which isn't a very good basketball team. They lost to the Aggies again. Alabama did. In case you're wondering. Kentucky at Missouri last night. I watched that probably a little bit half-heartedly. I had a couple other things going on. I had it on, but actually, I was listening to our high school team's district championship game on the radio. That's what I was doing. Because I didn't want to – they played in Dickson County. That's a pretty good drive. I didn't want to make that drive. So I had it on the radio. 950, which is the a station in Franklin, in Wilco. Stormy Mitchell is the guy, does the play-by-play. Stormy. Anyways, I was listening to that a little bit more than I was actually watching some of those games, honestly. Couple of other things. Steven says, Bill, Major Applewhite is joining the Alabama staff. Ask Kevin about this. Who gets to sit next to Saban, Butch or Major? No, I'd say Butch. Butch basically is Saban's right-hand man. Butch Jones. And he's obviously on the offensive side of the ball. But he is next guy. Hawkeye Jason says, given a choice between Vanderbilt basketball and Michigan State's football offense, I'd rather watch Sparty's offense. That was epic levels of pathetic this year. Any of you have any fond recollections of watching Michigan State's football team, specifically now the offense? Defense was pretty good. Any of you have any memories? All you Southern football snobs who think that nobody else plays football except your region, any of you recall going through your TV channels, stopping on Michigan State's offense and saying, wow, that's attractive. Jim in West Palm, Bill, let's get a little love for the Seminole basketball team. They have won 8 ACC games in a row. I just did. I just read your script exactly the way you typed it out for me. That was easy reading, too. I appreciate you putting it in real legible, readable words. Just saying. 888-702-5494. I get messages from time to time. I get DMs. I get emails, etc., from you folks, which I appreciate. And Jerry, who is a coach in Texas, and he's a big Texas fan. He says, Bill, I know you like recruiting. He said, you better watch what's going on at Texas. The class of 2020 is going to be one for the ages. I'll keep you posted. Yeah, Hookem, I tell you what. There was a time during the season where Texas football, and, you know, again, they opened with that loss to Maryland again. And the Aggies were having the great recruiting class. And the Aggies did end up with a fantastic recruiting class. So this is not, again, pitting one against the other, meaning either or. Both had really good recruiting classes. Now that one did well and the other one sucked. But you got to remember, Texas and Texas A&M is as much about hate as any rivalry there is. They don't even play anymore. And the Aggies are ranked number 7 right now in 2020, and Texas number, what is Texas? Texas number 10. It's trying to find that. And this is early. I mean, we're talking about Feb and about, if you're looking at December, about a year out. So we got a ways to go. Little ways to go. But let me point one thing out, and I'm trying to pull up. I want to pull up the state rankings, the Texas state rankings. There's a running back in Texas named Zach Evans. Some of you may know him. He's out of North Shore, a well-known school in Houston. Some are already saying he's a junior, a rising senior. Some are saying that he is the best running back since Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson is the best high school to college to pro running back in the last X number of years, 10, 15 years, maybe more. Okay, I'll have to think about that because I haven't thought about it widening out the scope. But the best high school running back to go into college and then to go on to the pros over the last significant number of years is Adrian Peterson. From Texas, too. Went to Oklahoma, etc. Zach Evans is being described as the next one. Now, I thought Purple Jesus out of New Orleans to LSU to the NFL would be a guy like that. He's hurt way too much. Leonard Fournette is not healthy enough. Almost to a fault. Almost to where you wonder if he's a little bit. Now, how can Leonard Fournette be soft looking at that guy? Okay? But it makes you wonder. And the way he played at times in college, he looked anything but soft. Remember that Auburn game? But he is perpetually injured. So you can't throw him in there. They're saying Zach Evans is the next guy. Now, I don't think he's Adrian Peterson, but I think he might be the next guy. There's not another AP. And right now, the Horns would probably get Zach Evans. Now, you don't sign in Feb a year out. I understand. Lots can change. Lots can happen. But that one's going to be, and it's going to be that's a Texas A&M battle. That's the number one player in the state, number one player at his position in the nation, number one player overall at any position in the nation. Remember the name Zachary Evans, Zach Evans. Dude's a stud now. And think about through the years, how many running backs have come out of Texas? The Tyler Rose in the mid-70s. Earl Campbell. After that, for me, it was Eric Dickerson. And then you go on down the road, but there have been a zillion big name. Heck, Buck played with Thurman Thomas, who is in the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame. Buck played on the same high school team with him. Went on to Oklahoma State. Imagine that. Imagine playing in high school and one of your teammates in the future is in the NFL Hall of Fame. Imagine being on, and Buck was a hell of a player too. Buck went on to UCLA, was a good tight end, went on to the NFL for several years. Imagine being literally on a team in high school where one of your teammates ends up on the list of the very best of all time. I can tell you that didn't even happen. At my high school, at least when I was there, it's better now. When I was there, we didn't have a player good enough to get a preferred walk-on letter at the smallest college on the planet. Actually, we had one guy. Let me take that back. We had one guy go to Sewanee and play, the University of the South on Mont Eagle Mountain. which is about halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga. He was a 6'2", 230-pound lineman. We thought he was 6'6", 340. He was 6'2", 230. He was a monster, man. And he went on to Suwannee and played. So I'll take that back. We did have one. All right, let's get the first break. Just getting going on this Wednesday edition. We busted about an eighth of a grape there. We got a long way to go. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on Vietnam Vets southbound on Ashland City Highway and on Murfreesboro Pike at Bell Road. I-40 East seeing two wrecks in Donaldson, one toward 51st Avenue, the other just before the exit to the airport. Mount Juliet, I-40 East is closed until 6:20 a.m. due to several hydroplane crashes. 24 East is backed up from Ewing to the North Loop. 65 South just saw
part
a
of you
wreck
won't
at
be
Henry.
Satisfied. Satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brushed nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
All right, a couple things, and then we'll get to the calls. 888-702-5494. Jeff2 on Twitter says, Bryce Drew has a contract that is reported to be, and again, it's a private school, 6 years, $16.3 million. He says that's an average annual salary of $2.7 million. This season, he says, Vanderbilt has paid Drew $300,000 per win so far. That's good bean counting right there now. Karen points out that Texas got bumped up to number 3 because of the bumps they got with recruits within 48 hours of the final rankings. She says it wasn't necessarily because they were gifted the USC transfer, Brew McCoy. Before I get to the calls, I've told you this story. I will never tell you who. I can't. I had a guy, he was a head coach at a very well-known P1 school. I'll give you a hint, but that's it. It's not one that's competing for natties, but it's a good school, a good D1 school, very good. A guy who told me, and it was right around signing day, and I don't think it's a service that's even in business now. But he called a service and said, what do I need to do? What kind of check do I need to write you to make it to where we're ranked higher than our rival? He was told what the price would be, and he wrote the check. Now, that was back. This would have been early. This was somewhere in the 90s. I know that. It's been a while. No, it's not. Not any of the ones today. I just remember thinking, I wished I wouldn't have heard that. I'd be better off not doing that. Tell you what, let me get Joe here. Vandy Joe at the bottom of the hour. Jeff's waiting too. What's up, Joe?
Not much, Bill. Trying to get my duck suit on for the weather.
Oh, I hear you.
You talking about Bryce Drew and Vanderbilt basketball. It's so bad that it may be the first school that doesn't have anybody to show up to watch them play basketball. They can't give tickets away.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's just terrible. Chateau, Cattleman was talking about the Tennessee guys going to Europe to play ball.
Yeah.
Chateau probably can't even get into Canadian League after he gets through at Vanderbilt, as bad as he's playing these days, and that's where he's from. So
all that talk about that this guy could turn pro, that guy could not make an NBA roster if they had 100 teams.
He couldn't make a Canadian roster.
Right.
That's the sad part. Oh, the thing that I was going to talk to you about, it's funny you brought that up right before you put me on, about football rankings.
Right.
Rating services.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that when you've got the substandard teams, like the lower echelon, if a kid's ranked a 4-star and he commits to, say, like Vanderbilt or maybe Duke or someplace like that, that their rankings always go down a notch?
But if they
sign with Alabama or Auburn or Clemson, it goes the other direction. I've always wondered about that.
Well, that's always been discussed. I don't know if it's as prominent as people think it is, but it happens.
Well, I think it's more prominent than a lot of people want to admit. I mean, I've watched it. I haven't followed recruiting as long as you have, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed it for probably about the last 15 or 20 years. I mean, it's just sort of it's mystifying to me how that happens more and more than a lot of people probably realize.
He signed with Vandy. Obviously, he's not very good. Let's drop him.
Yeah. Or if he signs with, let's say he signs with anybody other than Alabama or Clemson or, well, even Florida State might even be down in the dregs now, but not as bad as Vanderbilt would be. But, you know, I've always wondered about that. It just sort of mystifies me. You were talking about people stroking checks to get their rankings up. I wonder if you could find that out.
Of course, nobody would come clean on that anyways. So.
Well, of course not, but I'm just wondering.
I hear you, Joe. Stay in touch, bud.
All right, man. Stay dry. Stay dry.
I am. Well, I'm trying. Trying. Thank you,
okay.
Joe. Yeah, it's cold. It's one of those rains that's real bitter cold. It's almost a couple times it felt like ice when I was out yesterday. Yeah, it's the kids going to school. One of them is complaining because he left his umbrella at school, so he doesn't have it for this morning. I'm not good with umbrellas either. I'm not good. I will lose any umbrella I've got. I will lose. I'll take it somewhere. I will never remember to bring it. Okay, bottom of the hour break here. We'll get a couple more calls when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
24 East and 64 South are both backed up from Ewing to the North Loop. A crash with injuries on 65 South at Trinity. I-40 East seeing multiple wrecks, one past the Wilson County line, one just before the airport exit, and one toward 440 East and Knoxville. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange, at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And Back Home Services is reminding all Americans to show support to the brave men and women that serve our U.S. military. The salute is courtesy of Hand Back Home Services, the area's premier licensed general contractor. Whether it's residential or commercial remodels and repairs to new construction, they do it all. Backed by over 20 years of experience, they're a name you can count on. Call today at 931-698-1773. That's 931-698-1773. Hand Back Home Services. They're people who care.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Most companies ask for applicants with experience. But where do you get that unless someone hires you in the first place? Let the U.S. Air Force help. We offer comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties and will help with education costs to finish your degree. Gain unmatched experience for your untapped potential with the U.S. Air Force. Call Master Sergeant Justin Nixon at 615-500-4868. This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force and Nashville Sports Radio.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Triple 8702549 for Omni. Let me get Jeff in here. What's up, sir?
How's it going, Bill?
Doing good, other than the rain.
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you, I was watching the news here, and I-40 in Mount Juliet at the Wilson County line's closed. They said they've already had five or six cars that's hydroplaned already.
Wow, yeah.
They're already hydroplaned. They've already had crashes and everything, so it's closed. It's closed in Mount Juliet at the Wilson County line. It's I-40's closed. say, Bill, that last Vandy fan, Vanderbilt's got to be the worst offensive team in America. I don't know how in the world they got so bad so quick. But none of those guys needs to, none of the players at Vanderbilt even needs to be thinking about the NBA. And may, except Garland, I guess. I don't know how good Garland is. I mean, I don't know if he's supposed to be. I know he was a five-star coming out of high school and everything. But the rest of them guys, that they need to work on their games for the next year or 2 years, because I watched them play Tennessee last night. And if they'd have made any kind of shots in the second half at all, they'd have made a beat Tennessee. I mean, because at one point in the second half, I was watching it, and they flashed the stat up there, and I think Tennessee was shooting like 23% or 24%, and Vanderbilt was shooting 22%. I mean, neither one of them could make shots in the second
half. I tweeted during the game that it looked like Vanderbilt was being coached offensively by Randy Sanders.
Well, I don't know, Bill. I think they need to join TSSAA next year. They're so bad. I think they need to go and join the high school ranks because they're that bad. I mean, they were missing dunks, Bill. They couldn't even dunk the basketball. They were wide open. They couldn't even dunk it. They couldn't even do that. I mean, it was pathetic. And I mean Tennessee. I mean, I watched the Tennessee game. I, of course, watched Kentucky too. But I mean, Tennessee didn't play that great.
Now Tennessee was flat. Yeah,
Tennessee did not play great. I mean, Tennessee should have blown them out by about 30. They won by 12, but they should have beat them worse. But Tennessee didn't play that well. And I mean, I watched the Kentucky game, and they didn't play that well either. I mean, Kentucky didn't look good at all. I mean, they won. I'm glad they won and got out of there. But they've got a lot tougher games. They play Auburn Saturday, and if they're not ready to play Saturday, Auburn will beat them. They're not ready. And I tell you what, if Tennessee plays like they played last night, LSU will bury them in Baton Rouge. It'll be a pounding if they don't get it corrected, because, I mean, they just looked pathetic last night. I don't know. Like you said, they were flat last night. But I wanted to tell you one quick thing, Bill. There was an article down here about next year's recruits, and there's a kid from Smyrna down here. His name's Dallas Walker. He's a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And he went and visited Tennessee a while back, and he said he really liked the coaching staff at Tennessee, and he's got several different offers. He's got an offer from Virginia Tech, and
he's been to Memphis
and Kentucky.
Look, hey, there's a defensive lineman at Dixon County, 6'4", 280, that Kentucky's offered, and he's getting a lot of offers now.
Well, this guy at Smyrna is like 6'4". He's close to 300 pounds.
Right.
He's a defensive lineman. And there's like – and a couple kids from Oakland have gotten – I guess they're seniors this year. They've gotten offer to, and a kid from Blackman. So there's going to be several kids in Rutherford County, of course, going to sign scholarships next year. But I'll let you go with this, Bill. I was looking the other day, and I don't know, I can't remember how many teams in the SEC in football this year won 10 games. I know Florida, I know the only teams I can remember are Florida, Kentucky, and Alabama. But Kentucky is the only school in the SEC this year, Bill, that won 10 games in football, and both their men's and women's basketball teams have won over 20 games this year. They're the only school in the league that's done that this year. The only school in the league that's done it. So, but have a good week, Bill. I hope you built your boat to be able to get around.
See you,
Thanks
man.
A lot, Bill. See you.
Yeah, I'm going to use the scrap lumber that I had assembled to build the wall around Jeff for a boat today with all this rain. So I'm going to have to further cut into our wall budget to get that done. I have to appropriate new funds, apparently. Let me get the Hawkeye Jason. What's up?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
So I want to talk about one, Mark D'Antonio, who was born in El Paso, Texas, so he knows how effective a wall can be.
Right, right.
So,
and played at South Carolina. Gamecock.
South Carolina, exactly. So the point I want to bring up about Mark D'Antonio is, you know, he's had kind of three seasons, which has been kind of not Michigan State expectations, and it seems like the very next year he's followed it up. I think he had a 7-6 season, a 6-7 season, and a 3-9 season. Then he followed it up with a successful season. In many ways, it's kind of like Iowa football in a way, except the difference is Mark D'Antonio has actually won a Rose Bowl, and Iowa decided, you know, not to scheme against Christian McCaffrey in their Rose Bowl. So I guess what's your feeling about Michigan State next year? Do you think that he can actually kind of get it back on track again?
You know what? With their returning personnel offensively, I'm a skeptic right now. Uh-huh. I mean, that was awful. Uh-huh. And Lewerke looked bad. Now, he wasn't healthy totally, but he didn't look good. I thought Rocky Lombardi, the freshman out of Iowa, looked better than he did most of the time he got to play. So I haven't gone, you know, and with a fine-tooth comb and looked at them for next year yet. I haven't spent a lot of time on that. But I would say initially my hunch would be I'm skeptical offensively.
It's a shame because that was just an elite-level defense they had last year.
Correct. They're nasty. Exactly. They are nasty on that side of the ball.
Yep, and then one other thing is about Penn State football. That's another one team I'm not quite sure about them going forward. I know the ESPN came out with their FBI rankings a week ago, and I think they had Penn State at 12. Personally, I'm just not a believer in Penn State. I just feel like, you know, he kind of misses Joe Moorhead up there, and it just feels like Penn State's just going to kind of slide a little bit, in my opinion.
I think Aliquippa Bob would agree with you on that.
Yep.
I do.
All right. One thing, too, Bill, with all this rain, it should be good for the bug business because the bugs need a place to hide.
Gotcha. Hope so.
Take care. All right. Take care, Bill.
I buy into that. Hawkeye Jason. Karen points out, again, everybody, you need to remember the name Zach Evans. I didn't bring it up yet on the show because I wanted to stay kind of current with the class we just went through, but now's the time. And I'm going to ask Kevin about him, too, because Alabama's on the list. Here's a recent interview that Karen points out to me with him. He mentions Georgia. And he says he talks to their coach, Del McGee. He mentions that they had Todd Gurley and Sony Michel, etc. About Alabama, he says, you know, they may be on top right now. I would say they are the strongest powerhouse right now. Says he's being recruited by cornerbacks coach Carl Scott. He mentions Clemson. He says, I talked to offensive coordinator running backs coach Tony Elliott. He says our relationship is building. Regarding the Aggies, he says, I have spoken to recruiting coordinator Lee Knight. A&M's a good program. I want to see what Jimbo can really do. He's the number one ranked player in the class of 2020. He's already, they also have an all-time list. Hey, can somebody point out that? I've never looked at their all-time list. I know they started that recently. They haven't had that all-time list out a long time, have they? I want to see. I've never looked at that list. Evans is already 34th on the all-time rankings list. Hadn't even played his senior year. Running back out of Houston. I'll tell you this. Texas thinks they're going to get him. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't dug into that one much on purpose, but the Horns are thinking we're getting this one. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. Longtime sponsors of the show. Primo Seats. And again, that's any sporting event. Any of the basketball going on right now? If you want to go to a Tennessee game and try and locate the Cosby Cattleman, PrimoSeats.com will get you in there. If you want to go down and watch the futility of Alabama basketball at Coleman Coliseum Saturday against Vanderbilt, which is also a futile basketball program, get your tickets at Primo Seats. If you want to go to Rupp Arena or you want to go to Cameron Indoor, PrimoSeats.com. NBA games, NHL games, Major League Baseball games coming up. Football for next year. Go ahead and start looking at the tickets if you want to. College and pro. Concerts. Get your tickets at Primo Seats. And remember, take advantage of the promo code. Take my name, Bill Is King, in this case. Bill Is King. Put that name in the promo code box. That'll get you 5% off. Primo Seats. Let's get the break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
24 East and 64 South are both backed up from Ewing to the North Loop. A crash with injuries on 65 South at Trinity. I-40 East seeing multiple wrecks, one past the Wilson County line, one just before the airport exit, and one toward 440 East and Knoxville. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter exchange, at 615-579-8568. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium. Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent. Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations. Featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For February, try the Philly Cheesesteak Sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up kitty litter, fabric softener, the lemony fresh kind, and French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work?
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo, and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning has a flood advisory continuing. There's a flash flood watch in effect through Thursday morning. We'll have showers, possibly a thunderstorm today with heavy rain. Our high 62 with winds to 30 miles an hour. The more showers we get, have a thunderstorm tonight. Today mostly cloudy, high low 40. Utilizing the resources of the weather.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Omni Nashville Hotel, Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Buck in hour number two, this week on Wednesday. Before I get the call, Nick says, Bill, did you see this? I just tuned in. I'm not sure you have discussed it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send this audio clip, Nick, to Crazy Charlie. We probably won't get to it until after Kevin, next hour. But it's something that I agree with. I've told you over the last 2 years, I'm not a big believer in PJ Fleck. The row the boat thing and all that up at Minnesota. There's something fake about him to me now. That there's too much self-promotion there. It's almost overboard for me. So anyways, on a Big Ten show, Big Ten Today. Actually, well, it's not the Big Ten Network, but anyways, regardless. They're talking to Jerry Kill, former coach at Minnesota, who had to give it up for health. and they asked him, do you still root for the Gophers? He says, I do. He says, do I enjoy watching Fleck run up and down the sideline? No. Do I think he's about the players? No, he's about himself. Now, it's a lot deeper than that. I'll send that. It'll be a few minutes before we can get to it. But I'll send that down the line to Crazy Charlie. We'll get into that next hour. That is something that I totally agree with. Jerry Kill, who was just named the AD. Where was that at? One of the MAC schools? I don't remember. Let me get Bob up in Aliquippa. What's up, Bob?
Well, Bill, you know, you're talking about Minnesota and rowing a boat. I actually think they ought to be pulling a dog sled instead of rowing a boat up there, but that's beside the point. And I have a proposed trade.
Hey, that's a good question. Where are you going to row the boat at? I know they've got 10 trillion lakes, but are any of them liquid right now?
I'm telling you. Bill, you know, I propose trading you my freezing rain with snow on top, and then it's going to turn to rain at a temperature of 26 with a feel of 18 for your 51 in rain. And
yeah,
I'll throw in future considerations if you want.
That's a good point. It's not that bad. We're not slip sliding around yet.
I'm telling you, Bill. Yeah, the funniest part of this is that a Zamboni, when it treats the ice surface, dumps water on the existing ice so that it builds up the layer of ice. So you can imagine the mess we're going to have here, you know, today and tomorrow. But,
yeah.
Hey, I heard Jason in Iowa, and I'd have to agree with him, Bill. I think that Franklin's in a critical year, and I don't see him doing a lot of – giving his two coordinators a lot of help from the outside. I think Ricky Rainey's very young as a coordinator. And last year, Penn State's offensive scheme really won it. I mean, there's talent there, and they should be a much better team than 9-3. But I think this year, that's about where we're headed again, Bill. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're ready to turn the corner and be in the playoffs or anything. I think you're still pretty good, but not over the top yet.
Bill, I think Penn State, and I'll argue this with anybody, I think we have the second best talent in the Big Ten, the way he's been recruiting. But he's got to get his assistant some help, a la Alabama or what Clemson does. And they just don't pay their coordinators enough or their assistants enough. And I think it shows on the field in a lot of games. So that's all I have for you, but I got to agree with you, Jason. I think it's a make-or-break year for Franklin this year, and I think his loyalty to his assistants could end up being his downfall if he's not careful.
Appreciate you, Bob.
See you, Bill.
614 Rob, and I've seen this quote. Harbaugh is taking Michigan and the football team to South Africa in May. 614 Rob responds, hey, Bill, this world traveler has never even been to Indianapolis. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people respond like that. Like, why don't you take your team to Indianapolis for a football game? Hint, hint. Then we can worry about world travel. I've seen quite a few replies like that this morning. Vince says, Bill, after watching Tennessee basketball the last two games, I got to say I'm not that impressed. I think they will lose at LSU and at Ole Miss. And I think Kentucky sweeps them. That game back at Thompson Bowling is a big revenge game. They got punked there. That one's going to be interesting. I think Tennessee is in trouble down at LSU. Maybe lose to Ole Miss too, but certainly LSU right now. I could see that happening. Jeff says, Bill, that weather in Nashville sucks. It's raining there more than Seattle. Probably is right now. Maybe the only thing we don't have is grunge rock. We've got everything else, but we don't have the grunge. And we're taxed at a much fairer rate. I'll say that too. Couple of things I'm sure I would like better than being out there. I got a good buddy. One of my best buddy in high school actually lives out there. He played basketball at Alabama, although he didn't get to play because they signed Enes Watley. After he got signed to be the point guard, the next year they signed Enes Watley. So there goes the playing time. Damn, I hate when that happens. Hour 2 coming up. Kevin Hagan, Omni.